join us for an encouraging word from the Dominion Teaching Team. Here's the message.
It's just so amazing to see the hand of God move. And hey, listen, you said you had a, see, I was talking to one brother, I heard what you said. You said you had a stomp. A song. I think you really meant a stomp. I thought I was going to get down back here in the pulpit. A stomp. We got a stomp for Jesus. But there's some things, key things that were spoken this morning that just ignited my spirit even more. And that was, Sister Gina said, His presence. Then she said, Lord, we need manna. I think in churches we got to be very careful because we're in the last days and we don't need M-A-N, manna. We need M-A-N-N-A. We need his food. We need his bread. And I want to encourage us today, I believe that the enemy, we know the word, we know it, but he's coming in trying to take every seed that is planted. But I want us to know what's going to propel us to the next level, to the next day, to the next second, is what he spoke to. And I've been hearing it all weekend long. Truth. Truth cannot be changed. Truth cannot be denied. What can happen is we take this truth and we think we can manage this thing. It's not going to work. But I know what will happen. That if we can acknowledge the truth shall set us, make us what?
Free.
I don't know anything that's going on with anyone. But I do believe that manna has come from heaven this morning. I do believe that what God has placed in the heart of man is to destroy the very works of the enemy. And the way you have come is not the way that you're going to leave this morning. If you got a praise, you're going to get a higher praise. If you come weighed and overwhelmed by life and its issues, then God's going to overwhelm you by himself, and you're going to leave with the confidence that you need just to make it out this door to your home, to your family. And because truth is revealed, truth shall overshadow what's going on and break open his freedom over your life. God is faithful, and he's more than enough. So if you would allow me a few minutes, and let that heart that is there become fertile. There's a seed that's about to come forth. And that seed is hungry for his sons and daughters. That word, this word is ready to go forth and accomplish all that it was called to do in you. And what I see in the heavenly realm, in the Spirit of God, there is truth, which is Christ, which is the word. And then there is treason, which is betrayal of that truth. And if we are not careful, we'll betray the trust of God. And when we read the scriptures, it says, judge and thou not shalt be, then you shall not be judged. But judgment begins where? At the house of God. And this is what God, look, what I'm going to speak from is from this man right here, from what's happening in this temple. And I said, God, what do I do? We're living in the last days. And he said, John, just hold on to truth. And when I come into the house and judge that house, I'm not starting with the sheep. I said, like I didn't know. I said, who are you starting with? Because I'm going to tell them. I'm going to start with you. I'm going to start with the shepherd, because what you are, they become.
That's right.
And you are trying to change them when in reality I'm trying to change you. And I said, God, then what's the issue here? What you think is God is not God. What you think is truth is not truth. And what I want to put in your mind, a picture, I want a picture of this, is the red letter of truth. The red letter of truth. And those perforated red little lines come on all the way down, and then it crosses. And then those red, because in the Bible, what does the red letter represent? Jesus, the words of God, right? So that perforated red letter comes, and then here comes a black line. Now that little black line represents the word of man. And God spoke into my heart what's happening, what is truth, which is theology, the study of God. And the red line that's coming over, there's red, 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 black. And that theology has turned into meology. And what we're trying to do, we're trying to win a battle with our own way of thinking. We're asking God, why isn't it working? God's saying, there is no question about who I am, but there is a question of who you are. Truth. The truth is, what is truth? Truth is this, a true or accepted statement. Can I say this? This Bible is an accepted statement of what? Truth. And under truth, another word came up, fidelity. What does that mean? The quality or state of being faithful. You see, there's a quality about this truth. It's faithful. When I feel faithless, I go to the one that is faithful. When I feel hopeless, I go to the one that is what? Hope. Accuracy and detail. What is fidelity? It's exact. It's faithful. This does not change. Pastor said that. It's the same. And forever. Fully and completely correct or accurate. So I said, God, then what's wrong with me? He says, you got to acknowledge who I am. He said, I am the That four-letter word, truth. Truth. What John was trying to do in living for God is to take this word and put it inside me and let me see how I can manage this word. Manage this word. In reality, when I receive Christ, all my rights and all my desires have been left at the front door, and the only right now is to fulfill the truth of the believer. That's to acknowledge that he is the way, the truth, and the life. I'm just setting it up before I go on. Amen? Amen? Truth. Because if we don't lie and stay in the truth, we will, if not careful, get into the mode of treason. Treason is this, the betrayal of a trust, violation of allegiance or of faith and confidence. What's an allegiance? Loyalty and obedience owed to one's country or government, devotion or loyalty to a person, group, or cause. It's the fidelity or the faithfulness owed by a subject or citizen to a sovereign or a government. Put the underlining foundation. Listen, I wonder, and God has always been bringing back the relation of marriage. Can I get an amen? The relation of marriage. God says, is your marriage perfect? I said, no. You know, I'm praying for her, Lord. You know what I'm saying? No. I said, Lord, but what do I do? He says, listen, remember before y'all got married, you thought when you would think of her name, you would just go off for a little bit. And then when you wanted to see her, but I'm thinking, you haven't taken it. I just come from regular. Like, it doesn't matter. Oh, I just want to be with you. Remember that? And now, don't even think of getting close to me. When I think about you, babe, I get a headache now, man. I mean, it's no longer living with each other. We just put up with each other. What has happened? And not so much it's a sin, but there's a betrayal of that. Remember? I didn't have to ask you to do anything. It just got. Remember when y'all went on a date? Oh, come on. What else? You want some more to drink? What else? Whatever you want now. Now, the Lord gave you some legs. Use them. Okay, so now don't get nervous, guys. You're gonna make it. This is not a ploy from your pastor to say, they can't do it. No, that's not what's happening. Reality, truth, truth. And what happens, remember in marriage, remember there was a betrayal because before time wasn't enough. I wanted to be more with you. I wanted every waking moment. Then when we got married, where did the time go? And there's a sense in marriage. You told me you would love me. You would tell me you would fulfill all my one needs. You said better for worse, richer, poor, till death do us one part. And I believe with all my heart this is one ploy and one focus of the enemy, because if he can destroy the home, he would destroy the church. You see, here I can dress up, you know, preacher with hallelujah. Well, God is the same yesterday. And at home, look at you. You're the same thing that you were last week. You haven't done anything better to. No, I'm just saying, marriage. Remember, we had a way we saw things, how it was going to be. That was going to be the best of everything. But when life began to happen, truth was not embraced. So when we come to Jesus, you remember when you first got saved? I'm going to save the world for the kingdom of God. Send me overseas. And then your first confrontation is like, I'm not going back to church, man. Jesus don't work. Pastors don't care about. I'm not going to do this. Why? There's a betrayal. You feel God failed you. Well, first of all, you study. God has never and will not betray you or fail you. But what happens, we go from his word to my word, to me, to God, you said you would. And God says, I am. I just got to teach you something before I give you the next order, the next step. You see, when y'all were dating, you would listen to everything. You probably weren't listening, but it was just... And now, a long day at work. Oh, everybody's laughing already. Babe, are you busy? What do you want? Because that'll determine if I'm busy or not. Well, I need to talk to you. You're like, oh my goodness, I'm going to miss the football game. I'm going to miss the man cave. I'm going to miss everything today. Jesus, help me. And we learn, instead of laying things down, we learn how to pick things up. Why? Because what was truth in the beginning has become trail in the midst of it. You know what? Just stay on your side. Coexisting relationships. That's your bed. That's my bed. If you want to eat, it's going to be in the refrigerator. Now, I'm setting all this up. Remember the Lord. Remember God. Remember his promises. Remember his truth. But something happened in life. Something happened in my marriage. Something happened with my children. Something happened in our relationship. Something happened at work. And God didn't show up. Can I say this? God's prophecies will be fulfilled. He is coming back. He has told us the truth, that these last days will become more wicked, more dangerous, more perilous. The body of Christ needs to go back to the truth. God said it's gonna get worse. God said it's gonna get bad. But God said, I will endure to the end. But truth must be in your life. It must reign. And I believe with all my heart, I am here to alert you, fellow believers, to sound the alarm. Now listen to this. In your heart, in your soul, in your mind, and in your strength. Now listen, that if there has been any violation of allegiance to God in these areas, then you or my heart, for the love of God, may be compromised. Because we learn to just exist. I know I can go to church and worship. I can do it. I know how. I can get something done if pastor says, hey, I need you to get this. Oh, I got this. Because listen, God, in prayer, prayer is important. Because in prayer, God reveals something to you that's just for you. That's good. And you know what he told me? He says, son, remember this, that when I elevate you and make you ruler of many things, in other words, when I give you kingship, don't forget your sonship. Just because I gave you things to rule, don't forget who rules you. Church, I don't know if this is going, but I am telling you, I'm here to let the enemy know. Woof. We are not ignorant of his devices. I don't care what you're going through today. We're telling on the enemy. You've been called to be set free. You've been called to take what's overwhelming you to be gone in Jesus' name. No matter where I am this morning, God will be reestablished in my house as the head of this body and of this body. I'm telling you, we are drowning and we're just gripping at straws. But I have been called to be more than a what? Overcomer, more than a conqueror in who? In the truth. Who's that truth? Jesus Christ. Woof. Mark chapter 12, verse 30. Listen, I'm just setting this up. We're going to celebrate in a little bit. Amen. I'm just making this stuff aware. Hey, listen. You don't have to be where you're at. You and I have been called to be set free. We're the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. We're his righteousness, and we are highly favored. But we got to be in his truth. Mark chapter 12, verse 30. And it reads, and you must love the Lord your God with all your what? Heart, with all your church, think about this. How is your love for God? The greatest commandment, here, listen, I know about giftings. Can I tell you something else he told me in secret in prayer? Where does the gift come from? Who gives that gift? God, right? Can anybody contaminate that gift? If you have a gift and God uses you, God's going to speak through you because that gift is God. It cannot be made unclean. But here we go. This is what God spoke to me. But John, you need to be careful that you just don't learn how to live in my gift. You need to live according to my word. Because I can speak through your gift, but if you're not living right, then I'm not going to speak through your lifestyle. Oh, can I do it again? I got three gifts. Three. That's it. I don't try to make another one up because it ain't going to work. Three gifts. I love to minister the word. That's a gift. And I learned that growing up, you know, we're zealous. I don't need to study. I got a gift. I could well all night long. I could preach. But God said, all right, go ahead. But it's going to be more about what you can do than who I am. That's the first thing.
That's good.
Okay? And the other one is I love to encourage. Can't is only a word with a T at the end. If I can just take the T off, I got a lot of cans. I can do that. That's my gift. Tell me, I'm the worst. I don't, my family's broke. I'm this and I'm that. I said, keep going. I want to hear everything you got, man. Then when they stop, I get to love them. I get to hold them. I said, okay, it's all right. It's okay. You can do it. And I substituted the last 3 months of my kids' school. So many broken families. So many broken, it's a Christian school, so many broken families. Pastor, or Mr. Davila, or Mr. Davila. Mr. Davila, I can't do this. I said, why you can't do it? It's just got to get rid of all them cobwebs up there that don't want to wake up. Come on, you got a brain, God gave it to you, let's use it. But it's to build. I forgot what the other third one was, maybe it's not as important. I don't know. Preaching, encouraging. Do you even remember what it is? Hold on. Well, if you need to hear it, it'll come out a little later, I guess. Sorry. I mean, I thought I had a third gift. Well, but I'm being truthful. And church, I'm a very... And I like to yell, but today God's going to use it his way. Truth doesn't need to be yelled. Truth needs to be what? What's up? You got to stomp it out. Well. Here we go. We must understand that God's truth, the word, the seed, does not lie. It will accomplish what it was set out to do. God has promised you something because it didn't come out in your time. You're frustrated because you have God on your timetable. It's God's time. So learn that if it's God's time and it ain't here yet, you're not ready for it. Oh, amen. Praise the Lord. But God is doing something and preparing this body for the future. But you must allow him to do what he needs to do in the present to get you to the future. At times in life, I know you've heard this, we want to do it. Have you even tried that before? Does it work? God wasn't fast enough, Pastor John. God did not do it the way I asked him to. Here we go. You ready? I think God needs help. Here's another one. You ready? We're going to get the teenagers in college and career. You ready? Shoot, when I turn 18, tell me, finish the sentence, young lady, young man. When you turn 18, what? I get to do whatever I want to. I can move out of the, or hey, when I turn 21, I'm legal. What, legal to sin? What are you telling me? I'm 41. Whoa, I know my wife said, whoa, you didn't tell me that. I'm 41, listen, and I still can't do what I want to do. Because when I gave my life over to Jesus Christ, all my rights went out the what? And the only one right I have as a believer is to obey the voice of truth. When does anyone get the right to live their own life and live above God? Here we go, youth and young people and college and career. When did you and I come to a place to live above God? Well, I don't do that. I do what God tells me. Then why are we trying to live above mom and dad? When he says, honor thy father and thy mother. And listen, you're smart enough. We want to live a long life. I want to meet Jesus early. Can you say amen? He is faithful. Well, you know what? I know what Pastor was saying. I know what but listen, this is the way it's going to be done in this church. Whoa, insubordination. We're not gods, but we are his sub-shepherds. We have an anointing. We're not just appointed. We're anointed to do what he's called us to do. And if we support his dream and his vision, I want to say this, your dreams and your visions will come to pass. He is faithful. That's the truth. See, the situation is that believers or the followers of Christ, they take the word of God and they throw it on the table like a blueprint and say, God, I know that you put this right here, but this is going to work better over here. And you know what? It doesn't work that way. He's the final authority. Matthew chapter 10, verse 24. It says, the student is not above the teacher, nor a servant above his master. When do I come to a place to tell God what to? When does, here you go, 18 years and 21 years have the ability? Still, if you're living in the house, what? I'll put a water meter thing on your bathroom, and you put coins in it if you want to use the water. I mean, I'm not going to do that, but I'm just saying they need to understand where they're at. And listen, 18-year-olds and 21, college and career, when you leave the covering of your parents' prayers and protection, please make sure you're asking God to do it over you when you're gone. You see, we may come to a place and believe God needs our assistance, but God does not need our thoughts or our ways. Isaiah chapter 55, 7 through 11. Isaiah 55, 7 through 8, let the wicked forsake their ways and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord and he will have mercy on them and to our God, for he will freely pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways. And my thoughts, what? Than your thoughts. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven and do not return to it without watering the earth and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return, what, to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. That's the truth. Now listen, I am not speaking to the lost this morning, but I want to put a disclaimer. But yet, if you want in the Lord, there's going to be a time that you can repent, say you're sorry. Lord, I'm sorry for living for myself. I want to live for you. I want to change my life. Come into my life to be my Lord and Savior. You see, for you to receive the blessings of God, you have to have the truth in you, which his name is Jesus Christ. He's the way, the truth, and the life. But I'm speaking to the body of Christ. It is God's moment, church. It is God's time to shine like never before through his church. We must endure this to the end. Matthew 24, 10 through 20. Matthew 24, 10 through 20. At that time, many will turn away from the, what? Faith. And will betray, what? Not just the, but they will betray the truth and hate each other. And many false prophets will appear and deceive many people because of the increase of wickedness. And the love of most will grow cold. But the one who stands firm, and this is me putting, firm in what? Self? In the government, in your job? No, in the truth. All things shall pass away. What does the word say? But what my word is what? Forever. That if you remain faithful to the end, you shall be what? saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. Then the end will come. God is faithful. He is good. We must continue to understand and allow God to be our God over all things. If we're not careful to stay in theology, we're going to get to the place of myself and meology, how I think and how I want things to become. This is not a good place to be. If we believed in God at first and no longer believe in God because he didn't do it the way we want, it is very dangerous if we go to the other side of treason. You see, we move from the allegiance to God's truth and move to a place of betrayal towards God, which is treason. What are you feeling today? Today, things do not feel good. Today, things don't look good. This week, this month, was a battle. But the truth is, are you ready? For the believer? I'm not saying being inconsiderate or don't deal with it, but so what? When it comes down to it, your circumstances, your storms do not determine the God that is more than enough. If hell can break loose over my life, in your life, church, so can heaven. So can heaven. But we got to hold on to the truth. But the enemy's trying to rattle our faith. Because of what has happened in my life, church, listen, I will not move into the realm of treason. I will not betray my God with my faith or with my heart. I will move into the realm of his truth. I'm not going to give up, but I am going to give in to God. I'm learning to give in to God. Why? Why, church? John 14:6 declares, Jesus told him, I am the way, I am the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father except through me. Yes, today doesn't feel or look good, but I do serve the one that is good. John chapter 10, verse 11, I am the what? Good shepherd. Listen about this good shepherd. The good shepherd sacrifices his what? His life for who? His sheep. This week, Pastor, this month, Brother John, this year has been a battle. But I serve, truth is, I serve the God of the battle. Psalm 24, verse 8. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty what? In battle. Second Chronicles 20, verse 15. He said, listen, King Jehoshaphat, and all who live in Judah and Jerusalem, this is what the Lord says to you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged because of this vast army, because of what's going in your life and in your marriage and in, doesn't matter, of the vast army of issues and storms and circumstances. Don't worry. Don't be discouraged. Don't be afraid of what's going on. For the battle is not yours, but what? God's. 1 Timothy 6:12. Fight the good fight of faith. Hebrews 2:1. So we must listen very carefully to the truth we have heard, or we will drift away from it. Let me tell you, God didn't tell you and I to fight battles, but he told us to fight the fight of faith. Listen, we are not healers, but we serve the one that heals. Exodus says, I am the God that healeth thee. I can't heal nobody, but God can. My children are away from God. My arm is too short to reach them and touch them. But God says, my arm is not too short that I can go in your behalf. And I begin to minister to their soul and to their spirit if it's downcast. The truth is, he is who he says he is. He is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He's the open door. He's the good shepherd. He's the King of kings and the Lord of lords. And though it feels like everything is in chaos, we still have a Christ that is established, and he is the winner. He is the warrior, and he has won. He has won. But when you betray his trust, it's difficult to hear. It's difficult to listen. And I want to encourage you this morning that wherever you are, you're not too far gone. And how imperfect every decision has been, the perfect one is here to redeem you, to refresh you, to renew you. I did something last night, Pastor. I did something a week before, a month ago. I said something to my husband. I said something to my mom and my dad, to the teacher. I said something at this. I did something that I knew wasn't the ways of God. I want to tell you, he already knows about it. But he's your father. I hear things that kids say. I hear things my children say, but I don't kick them out. I kick them in. You ain't going nowhere. But I have to learn how to love God. And I'm going to close with this to get in the altar. I ask God, how do I deal with sin? He says, do what I do. I don't tolerate it. He says, that's what the church is doing. I'm not saying hate the sinner, but hate the sin. Because they're sitting among you. And they're influencing your church. You preach church, you don't judge and not be judged. I know, but the Lord says, don't let go of sound judgment and discernment. You got to use those things. Because I don't know if y'all got sinners in the house. I don't know. But I do. And I have one that dresses like a woman, comes to service. It's a man. And I say, oh, God, I got to get rid of this devil that's coming in this. Lord, how do I do it? I mean, you can tell. I mean, the hair is beautiful. When you look beautiful than me, there's a problem, man. And I begin to pray, and I begin seeking God, you know, the righteous. I've been, God, Lord, how do I deal with this? How do I just call that sinner? And he said, son, I love it when the Lord just speaks truth. He said, just because that individual wears their sin on the outside, what are you going to do with everyone else that comes in that hides it? You want to get rid of everybody? So your answer is, let them come, right? If you preach the truth, that's what sets them free, not you. Hate the sin, but love the sinner. Because I don't know how to do that sometimes. I think I'm supposed to be the bouncer of Jesus, you know? Hey, sorry, you're going to die in your sin. And I've prayed, I said, God, how do I balance this out? He says, you don't balance anything. Let me balance you out. The judgment starts with you, John. I said, but I'm trying. He says, you got to understand, you're the mirror of your church. Of who I am. And if you're an imposter of who I am, I will judge you strictly. For the word says he will judge his teachers more strictly because you're telling them how to live for me. But if you're not living for me, you got nothing to say. Church, I want to tell you this morning, the altar is open. Ain't nobody better than anybody else. There's only one that is perfect. That's the one that we need. It's been declared we need manna. The Lord is anything that we need him to be, but it ain't going to happen unless Hebrews 10:22 is obeyed. Let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience. And then John 8:32, then you will know the what? The truth. And everybody this morning, whatever may be happening, if you come in near to the truth, then the truth will set you free. He has not come to condemn you, but to save you. If you're here this morning, it ain't ugly. I just speak in truth. If there is treachery, if there is treason, if you have betrayed God in some way with your heart, soul, mind, and strength, the way you're called to love God, the greatest, if that's been betrayed, then there is a compromise. Because then the marriage is not where it needs to be. Then the job and the worship and the preach, everything is inclusive this morning. No one's away from His grace. It's for everyone. If you're here this morning and wants just to reestablish that truth, that plumb line, He says, listen, if it's crooked, all you got to do is say, yeah. He's not going to judge you. He's going to heal you. Will you come? Will you come this morning? And I'll use that scripture, the first shall be last, the last shall be first. It don't matter if you're number one or number 10. What matters is you are a one that comes before the Lord. He's ready to receive you unto Himself and to say, son, daughter, I forgive you. I've been waiting to help you because I'm the Lord and I can do all things. Will you make your way to this altar? It's that first step. If you draw near to Him, He'll do what? He'll draw near to you. Bring everything with you. Don't worry. Will you take that step? It says, God, I want truth to reign. I can see as the Spirit is working. No push, no pull. It's got to come with the heart of surrender. Who say, Lord, touch my life. Because I want you to touch my marriage. Touch my life because I want you to touch my children. Touch my life because I want you to touch my workplace. Truth is, He loves all of you. But nothing can be made right unless you follow the truth. And He says this. He's not going to bust it up. God is so wonderful, as powerful and glorious as He is. He says, Mija, daughter, hijo, son, it's me. I'm not mad. I met at the enemy. But the truth is, I've been wanting to come in. Will you just say yes to me this morning? Marriages, straight up marriages, I'm telling you. Marriages, everything. So it's all inclusive. Can someone bring me this young lady? I just want to hug her, this young lady in the pink. I mean, the Lord, Spirit's working on her. Can someone bring her to me? We just want, and a woman, stay with her. It's love. That's all it is. It's not judgment. It's love. That's all it is. Because true love does what? It casts out all fear. Love keeps a record of what? God knows exactly what's going on, but that's not where you're coming. He's saying, I'm going to make it right. That's it. Just hug her. I want you to just hug her. That's, sorry. So will you just hug her? I want you to just hug her. That's, I alone. I need something. Anyone else? His spirit is so sweet. It's powerful. That's it. That's it. Just the heaviness. He'll lift it from you. It's okay. It don't matter. It's you and your father. It's just you and dad. It's you and dad. Hallelujah. You can turn my mic up because I'm going to start speaking to people. And, you know, if it needs to stay here, it will. And the altar is open. The altar is open. And if you know the Spirit has been just reaching inside of you and saying, daughter, I want to be the difference. Son, I want to be the... Just come and I want to pray with you. Amen. It's been difficult. It's been tough. But nothing has overwhelmed your God. No one has overtaken your Lord. He's still in control. Hallelujah. He's still in control. Oh, there must be chaos, but there's still a Christ. And you know what the Lord told me when there was chaos? He said, John, I said, Lord, I don't know how to manage. I don't know where to go with your word. He says, because you let the chaos take over. And he told me, step away from the chaos. I can't, because I got to make sure everything's all right. He goes, that's the issue. You have control of it. Step away from the chaos and find me again. Now, when I get rooted and the truth is reestablished, you can go in the chaos and everything's going to be what? All right, that's the truth. He's faithful. He's faithful.
Church family, as we begin to make our transition towards second service, we want to encourage each and every one of you to have time in the Lord's presence. We're not going to hurry this here in the altars, but we want to open this up and make this available to each of us. I think each of us can attest in our own lives to what John just spoke of, and that's chaos. We find ourselves walking through seasons where it just seems like it's just everywhere. In fact, some would describe it like the enemy coming in like a flood. And in all of that, it many times costs us our peace. And the enemy tries to move us to a position that cannot receive the portion of God's presence. I believe this altar call is for many of us that just, as Dina sings this song, gives us the opportunity in the middle of our chaos to take a step of faith, to come to the front, to kneel, to stand, to just be in God's presence, and to just ask for God's peace in our time of chaos. And so as you're standing now to your feet, I'd like us, as we're standing to our feet, to be aware of the fact that if God has impressed us to give financially to the ministry of John Davila and his wife Sherry, our ushers will be at the back door. Make your checks out to Dominion Church, and we'll make sure that you receive, or that the Davilas receive, 100% of your giving. And so, Heavenly Father, even now as we pray, we ask God for your presence. We ask for your presence to begin to bring to our lives what our lives are so desperately in need of. God, if it's the things that have kept us falling short of your glory, the things that Scripture calls sin, then God, as we confess our sins, we know that you'll be faithful and just to forgive us of our sins, purify us from all unrighteousness, and bring to us spiritual peace. And so, Father, as we pray this morning, if it's chaos that we find ourselves in, we know that you're the God of peace, and that you'll give us a peace that surpasses all of what we can understand and explain and all the things we can't. So, God, in this moment as we stand, we ask for your presence to come and to fill us. God, fill the places in our heart that have empty, void feelings and thoughts. God, be our all in all, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. As many of you are making your way.
This is the conclusion of the teaching. If you would like prayer, you can email us at prayerline@dominionchurch.org or call the church at 281-554-3600. Thanks for joining us.